podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
The best story of the day comes out of Kazakhstan, and I don't think I've ever uttered that sentence before. That's the first.
Thanks, Borat.
But this is a story of true love. This is the epitome of true love. There's a guy who dressed up as his girlfriend so he could take an exam for her.
Really?
Aww. Apparently, they have this thing called the Unified National Testing Exam, and the 17 and 18-year-olds take that. So she didn't feel confident. Her boyfriend, who's 20, stepped up. He put on a black wig, white blouse, gray skirt, white sandals, makeup, and he went to the testing center to take the exam.
Yeah, I'm Nadia. I'm here for the exam.
Nobody will notice.
Nobody shall know.
No, wait a minute. But it says here, it honestly says, he tried to speak in a high-pitched voice to impersonate her.
This is Nadia.
Right. The proctor, they say, grabbed his ID. It was the girlfriend's ID that he had brought along.
Okay. Oh.
And the proctor goes, you are not Zatisha.
No. Oh, is that her name, Zatisha?
Something like that. Oh. Anyway, he got a $2,200 fine, and his girlfriend now has to wait until next year to take the test to go to college.
Well, his heart was in the right place.
That is love.
Wow.
That's love. He dressed up like his girlfriend. So I need to talk about this shirt that I'm wearing today, mm-hmm. because I ran into somebody down the hall who was talking about how this shirt just brings out the blue in your eyes. By the way, first of all, is that true? Do shirts bring out eye color?
Yes.
How does that work? Because you can't change the color of your eye.
I don't know. Is it like light refracting off your eyes
or
something?
Poppin'. It's the popping factor.
It's the
popping
factor. Yeah, Tim has that too, my husband. Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that with the green. If I get the green shirts on, my eyes pop, and then my wife's like, oh my God, you're beautiful.
The science nerd in me wants to know how that works. But anyway, regardless of that, I'm wearing this blue shirt, and I happen to say, well, I wore this a couple of weeks ago, about two and a half, three weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I did one of those things where I got home from work. I'd only worn it to work. Can I do a disclaimer first? Sure. I don't sweat like Jeremy does.
Correctamundo.
Jeremy is a sweater.
I pit out.
Few people do sweat.
I have to
like
wear
Jeremy.
Special deodorant to help, you know, stop the pitting out.
Right.
It's
and you were
mess.
Even going to get that surgery stuff?
Like, yeah, Botox or something.
You're going to get Botox injections.
I haven't
in
gotten
your
that far yet.
So I don't sweat until when I run in the park, then I sweat. But if I'm just coming to work, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I got home last time, I just took this shirt off and I just hung it up in my sweater. It's a button up shirt. I hung it up. I'm wearing it today. I didn't wash it. And mm-hmm. I got the funniest looks like, oh, you didn't wash your shirt. And I'm saying, well, that's one of our favorite comebacks around here. Well, do you have a shirt like that if you're not a pitter like Jeremy?
Yeah.
And you're just wearing it for, I don't know, 6 hours or something, 7 hours.
I think you're okay. Because really at work, too, you're just kind of standing there. You're not touching anything.
I'm not doing heavy
you're
lifting.
You're not leaning. Yeah, you're not heavy leaning. I think you are probably okay.
Okay.
Yeah, did you do the sniff test, though, before you put it on, just in case?
I'll tell you what, you come over here and sniff me right now.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right, here I go.
No, but I mean, just sniff it. I don't pit out. Anything.
Can I sniff you, too?
No,
clean,
what's
fresh.
What does it smell like?
Snuggle? It smells fresh, like freshly laundered sheets.
Like a little exactly. snuggle bear?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, even my feet smell like roses. I'm telling you, man. So.
I think you're okay. I think if you, I'm not big on the re-wearing pants because the germ factor. And you're sitting a lot. So say you put your jeans on here. I'm sitting at work and then maybe I'll go to a restaurant. I'm sitting at the restaurant. And then I'll go to a movie afterwards and I'm sitting in that chair. And then I go home and sit on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
disgusting.
Yeah, but
that's filth.
Yeah, but who rewashes, say, a pair of jeans every time? You don't.
Oh, I do.
I used to. I don't anymore.
Oh, I do every time. One wear on my jeans. And
you're
then
a freak.
Gone. Oh,
everybody wears jeans.
I got
like fungus.
I don't
times.
Have fungus on my bed. That's disgusting. You're gonna get lice on your pants, and then you're bringing it into your house.
Where are you sitting?
The movie theaters are hotbeds for lice.
They are. Not.
Yes, they are.
I got $5 that says you're not gonna find lice at any theater.
You will. There's been numerous stories
you
on the
liar.
Theater lice.
You're such a germaphobe.
They're
anyway.
Eating little popcorn.
So your rule is you rewash everything every time?
I do, yeah. One, the shirts, I stink. But
should
two,
I feel like I'm a foul
pants
person
are gross.
Because I re-wore a shirt?
Nah, it depends on where you go. Like, if your shirt's at work and home, you're fine. But if you're out.
I remember a girlfriend of mine many years ago, she was divorced, and she said one of the things that turned her off to her ex-husband is that he would re-wear shirts. And that just now entered my head. I remember her telling mm-hmm. me that.
Yeah.
So are there people who are grossed out by this?
Some are.
You just sniffed me and you said I smelled dewy fresh.
Delightful.
Come sniff me.
No thanks. I think I'll pass.
A whole different story.
Chris has a thing for that. Did you know? It's
called your musk.
It's my essence.
Right.
Some women are attracted to it, Chris.
One, anyway.
I'm a little ripe.
Am I the only person who rewears shirts? And here's another question for you. Am I the only person who wears jeans like three times before I wash them?
Don't you feel oily? I mean, you're giving off oils.
I told you, I don't exude anything unless I go to the park and run. Then I sweat like a regular person.
You're oily. You just don't know what I think, man.
I'm not oily.
Exxon's going to come put some oil stuff around you right now.
First of all,
soak you up.
That part, I'm only 51% Italian, so yeah. I don't have complete Mediterranean blood.
Yeah, you're oily.
Just 51%. I am
it's
not.
Olive oil. Don't go in the ocean. You're going to kill some dolphins.
Extra virgin.
Well,
that's way off.
If we opened up the phones and we said, is Dom the only one who rewears shirts?
Yeah.
The lines would be flooded with people.
Oh, of course.
And look, women
people
who go
love
to work
you.
And women who wear like a, what'd you say?
People love you. They'll be on your side.
No, or there'll be a few women who say, that's foul.
How about the bra situation? How do the women?
Yeah.
I mean, I know my wife does it like a week worth, I think maybe a week's worth on the bra. Mm-hmm, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
She wears a bra.
Well,
for
not
a
anymore because she's lactating because of the baby. But
oh my.
Take that out of the equation.
Time to wash this one. But yeah, normal bra wear, 2-3 days maybe.
Come on, Chris. How many times do you rewear a bra?
You can rewear a bra numerous times.
Like 5?
Probably.
20?
Well, it depends on how sweaty you get. But
can
yeah,
I smell
two
you?
Or three,
is it
two
smell
or
it?
3 or 4 days, unlike panties that you have to change every day, of course.
Of course.
Please.
Yeah.
Just for the record,
I want to draw the line in the sand here.
For the record, before Jeremy says something foul, I change my underwear.
Your panties?
My panties. These are fresh.
But your pants are standing up in the corner by themselves, right?
That's why I lean them up against the bureau. You know what? I'm green. I'm saving the earth. Maria, that's the way I'm going to look at it. I'm saving the planet. What do you think?
No, germs. I'm a nurse, and I believe that you should wash your clothes every day, not rewear them, because when you rewear them, you're just spreading the germs.
Yeah, but now wait a minute. Germs, but I am never sick. So isn't that kind of defeating your theory?
Yeah, no, you're lucky. You're one of those that probably have a family, good genes, and you don't get sick. But no, the germs are there, and I rewash everything, especially the bras. I don't know where the girl said they wear it 2-3 times. Mine were changed every single day because you sweat, and that sweat stuff stays on your clothes.
I think you might be worrying a little more than you need to.
No, I'm not worried. I know. I work with
she's a nurse
all the time.
Yeah, fine. And she's a nurse, but you know what? I don't get sick. Are you saying that I'm a carrier? That I'm just spreading disease to everybody else?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you are.
That shirt that you just wore is full of germs.
Yeah, you're going
to
get a fungal infection, man. You're
just
psoriasis.
Wanted to say fungal infection.
I want to say psoriasis is what I want to say.
Maria, have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for
being a little itchy today at all?
No.
Scratching?
I feel great.
Little red bumps?
Here's Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Yes.
I don't even get cold sores or anything. I don't have any fungal infections in me.
It's all in the inside. It's just brewing. One
Jessica,
of these days, it's just going to be like...
No, it's not. Jessica, are you on my side with us?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, what do you have to say?
Okay, so as far as the bra thing goes, I am a size S. So
Size S? As in Sam?
Yes. S as in Frank.
Oh, F as in
F,
Frank.
As in friggin' huge.
Yes,
I was friggin' huge. That works too. So I have to change. So I wear my bras about 2 times in a row before I change them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were, like, say, a size, like a C cup, I would say that you could wear them for about 4 days in a row before changing them because you would, and your boobage sweat would be a lot less than, say, my size.
You're probably sweating more and rubbing together more.
Just because there's more territory to cover.
Right.
Exactly. So it depends on how big you are. It depends on how often you change.
Size F.
I don't know that I've heard of a size F before. Where do you shop for that?
Lane Bryant. I spend about $50 per bra.
Wow. My goodness.
Get bras at like Ross or Walmart or anything else like that. I have
what
to
a drag.
You
like
almost have to make your own.
Well, the Lane Bryant people do love you, though, don't they?
Oh, yes, they certainly do.
Okay, listen. Jessica, thank you for calling, and you have a tremendous day.
Thank you.
All right.
Who knew?
F. I have to Google that. Valerie. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. How are you?
Don't Google that on the work computer.
Not at work, right.
Just do that on your phone. Valerie, what do you think?
I'm on Jeremy's side on this one.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. No, it's just, it's not that I think it's gross. It's totally up to you, but as a medical assistant, you know, I see people, patients come in all the time and, you know, some are wearing really gross clothes and then you sit down in that chair after them. And I think it's, I'm not like a germaphobe, but it's like.
You're sounding like a little bit of
a
germaphobe.
You're bringing all that home and putting it on your couch and on your kids and on your pets.
I am never sick.
You were sick like in February.
Oh, February.
You would miss like 3 days of work.
And no, it was in January. I missed one day of work.
Because you were sucking on your shirt sleeve.
I also just think it's uncomfortable, you know? There's a difference between putting on a nice, fresh pair of pants that comes out of the dryer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, let me read something to you from our good friend. Maybe she doesn't want to say her name. It's a good friend of our show, one of the musicians here in town.
Yeah.
And she wrote in and she goes, my husband is a clean freak, but he wears his pants for weeks at a time without washing them. I swear they can walk on their own. But she adds, pants fit the best after a few wears. Save water, reuse clothes. Love you guys.
I don't get that argument because they're loose and they're oily. I don't know how they're fitting tighter
they're
and better.
They're going to be loose if you wear them like 8 days in a row, but I'm telling you on the second or third day, how loose are you getting your pants?
I do a lot of loosey-goosey things.
You're a weirdo freak.
I do a lot of splits.
Here's Barry, our engineer. Barry, get on this microphone.
Come here, Barry.
Right here. How many days have you, is this, how often do you go between washing your shirts?
Well, I do a lot, but the president of Levi Strauss, the guy that makes the jeans, like he hasn't washed his jeans for like a dozen years.
Really?
Yeah. I think I just read that not long ago.
Yeah. So I live by
years?
That. Yeah. So here I'm gonna stand real close.
Don't get
smell.
Away from me, Barry. It's disgusting. It's gross.
Yeah, he's gone over 10 years without washing his pants.
Something like that. Yeah.
Are those stone wash that you got on?
Yeah.
The '80s called, buddy.
The ass washed. Yeah.
The '80s. Mom jeans are up over your belly button, buddy.
Valerie, thank you. You said you're another medical professional, right?
I am.
All right. Listen, thank you for being on the show. Okay.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a spectacular day.
I'm gonna listen to them, the medical staff.
I'm going to listen to the dude who invented the jeans.
He doesn't know. Is he still alive?
Barry, thanks for getting on board with me.
Oh, sure.
Chris, by the way, Chris, I should let you know that a woman called with size F bra, and she said that she washes hers. What'd she say, every day or every other day?
2 days, I think.
2 days.
Depends on the size of the breasticles, is what she said.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. She said if you're a B or C cup, you don't have to wash them that often.
You can go weeks.
More area to sweat.
That's what we figured out.
All right, I'm not going to do it
anyway.
Where
are we leaving this? Because it sounded to me the only calls we got were from germaphobes. Oh,
I think we're leaving this with wash your dang clothes. Don't rewear them.
I will stay on the side of Earth, and I will
Earth
on Earth. I will stay on Mother Earth's side, and I will only rewash every so often.
All right.
I'm green.
Yep. So is your legs.
So are your teeth.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.